So I was born in Berlin, Germany, and I've lived in the States for over 22 years, my whole life in St. Louis. So they were both originally born in Bosnia. They were raised there. My dad grew up in the city over there. My mom grew up on the farm, and both of them for a majority of their lives lived in that world. And then around the earlier 90s, war started happening. They kind of met around that time, a little bit before. They decided to get together. They were married, and then the war started happening. And then my mom got pregnant with my brother in Croatia, because the war was happening. So they moved to Croatia. They had him there, and then at that time, those years, the war broke out and spread to different parts, not only in Bosnia but in Croatia. So it was starting to get hectic and crazy there. So they decided to move to Germany, where it was safer, where they thought they could have more opportunities for work, to raise a family. So they thought, and then my mom got pregnant with me. So I was born in Berlin. We stayed there for 3 years, just over 2 to 3 years, and then my aunt decided to move to the States. Growing up, my mom, my aunt, her sister, it was their dream to move to the States. You know, it's America, the big dream. You can live your life the way you want to. So my aunt told my mom she was going to move to the States, St. Louis, Missouri, and just give it a shot. And then my mom, my dad, me, and my brother, we were still living in Germany. They thought, well, hey, why don't we move over there? My mom really wanted to be closer to her sister. So my aunt had sent over papers to my mom and kind of got the process started for them. And then cut to a year later, my mom and my entire family, we moved to St. Louis, Missouri. But I guess before the war, you know, life was really simple. There was a lot of businesses. Businesses were booming. Work was great. You know, it was peaceful. And then the war broke out, and then, you know, families were shattered. They were, you know, you would see families being torn apart. You know, homes were destroyed. You know, people were getting laid off. People were going everywhere. Families were separated. But before the war, it was great. During the 90s, you know, there were tons and thousands of families, you know, not only, you know, immigrating from Bosnia, but all over Europe. And a lot of those immigrants, like my family's, were placed in a specific neighborhood town, like St. Louis, where it was affordable housing, and the market for a particular home or neighborhood was affordable for them, so they would all get kind of grouped together. So you were essentially, you know, living your own life. You know, you had a home or you had an apartment, but you were also sharing a neighbor who was a recent immigrant from, you know, the Soviet Union or Bosnia or, you know, Austria, you know, that all were going through and dealing with those same emotions and hardships, such as like language barriers or, you know, not having enough money or doubting yourself or, you know, the fears of everyday life, you know, can you make it, you know, trying to just, you know, figure out how to, you know, get to downtown and you don't even know, you know, where you're going or how to say a word like downtown, you know? So I think knowing that you weren't ever alone, that there was always someone older than you who had recently immigrated. In our situation, that was my aunt, who had come here a year before my family did. So she was already telling my mom, you know, my family, things that she would pick up on, you know, how to get to downtown, how to say this word, you know, when does rent have to be paid? You know, there's this, you know, such thing as rent over here, where in Europe there at that time there wasn't. You know, we didn't have mortgages and all that. So she would tell my parents, my mom, you know, we have that here, and you need to make sure, you know, you save up this amount, you know. And then, you know, going back to time, I think it was over the years, you know, we've lived here for 20 plus years, that, you know, every day, every month, every year, you know, that goes by, it just gets that much easier. You know, you're always learning. You know, every year it gets easier. I think just the time, you know, you adapt quickly. And I think it helps have, you know, come from Europe at a young age, you know, picking up on that language really quickly through like TV shows and school and just meeting American friends, say with my parents' work, you know, having their bosses speak American, having TV access to them, you know, going out, you know, with your family to a restaurant, you learn new things, you know, those simple things I think people forget. That's what honestly taught us, you know, how to survive here for 20 plus years. Yeah, I always like to say I've grown up having the best of both worlds, you know, because if it wasn't for my name, people would just assume I'm American, really wouldn't know I was, you know, ethnic or had like this whole other life before America. You know, it's nice because my entire life, my parents would speak to me Bosnian. They just have an accent, but they know English. So I grew up, you know, obviously knowing English and then also Bosnian. So, you know, I would, at home, it was, you know, I would speak two languages, mostly Bosnian, and then school and work, it would just be English. And then, you know, I also still have family overseas in Croatia, Bosnia, Austria as well. So I visit during, you know, holidays or summer vacation. I think being American means, you know, having good values, close relationships with family, friends, valuing God, obviously, living a simple lifestyle, you know, getting up every day, making sure that, you know, I'm doing something productive, you know, hard work and, you know, having a good end result in something, being passionate about something and living life to the fullest. It's interesting because when you go over there, they don't necessarily have that much, you know, work and stuff. And it's interesting to be here and, you know, see some of your values, you know, change and stuff, and seeing that kind of, that difference. I think majority of people, especially Americans who have just, you know, were born and raised in America, you know, I think they just don't know, you know, and I don't think they ever will know. But I think it's more so of that just kind of educating them. And I think if you were to just, you know, tell them and show some of the hardships that, you know, immigrants have gone through and are still going through, you know, such as like language barriers and, you know, income and all that kind, I think they would open up to the idea of opening up the system again to refuge families for future generations too.